faster. The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. The sky is overshadowed with blackness. Oh, no shelter at all. Is not. Carest thou not that we perish? Each moment so madly is threatening. Oh, a grave, a grave, a grave in the angry deep. Get up, Jesus, be called to.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple in Dallas, Texas. That was the late, great Reverend James Cleveland and the angelic choir of Nutley, New Jersey, belting out his classic, "Peace, Be Still," guaranteed to calm the stormy seas and our lives. Indeed. Today, I look forward to sharing a Bible study that I believe was handpicked by our awesome Lord, not just to pick you up temporarily with a spiritual sugar high, but to truly equip each and every one of us, to enable us to fulfill the purpose for which we were created. Amen. That's why we study the Bible. So, if you would, let's go to the book for our lesson's focus verse. which is found in the Old. No, it's found in the New Testament book of Mark. Oh, holder of the golden clicker, if you would be so kind. Change that slide and you will see our focus scripture. But first, wanted to give you a little bit of context. By this time in his ministry, Jesus has assembled his team. He has performed some miracles. He's even done some teaching. And now he's fixing to take them on their very first road trip. Well, in this case, it's their very first sea cruise. But instead of a little karaoke with his team on the Lido deck, Jesus opts for turning in early. He is catching some well-deserved Z's. A killer storm explodes and terrifies them. So they wake him up and they accuse him of not caring that they're all going to die. As you heard in the intro song. So if you would, let's read from Mark. This is Mark chapter 4, verse 39, KJV, and I will explain in a moment why I chose the KJV, which, of course, is the King James Version. And it reads, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Interesting thing about this verse, of course, my go-to translation, just didn't seem to capture the moment. I usually use the NASB, which stands for New American Standard Bible. And it reads, "And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush! Hush, be still. And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm." I just can't is the Son of God incarnate. I just can't see him saying hush. I'm sorry. I'm lacking faith on this translation. I can't go ahead like he's speaking to a naughty child. Even though they were acting like scaredy cats. Scaredy cats, indeed. So, let's try another version. This is a good tactic. Always when you do Bible study, you look at different translations. There are so many. There are more that can be counted there. There are legion, many, many. So, one of the NIV... In fact, that is probably the first really grown-up Bible that I have was the NIV, is the New International Version, is what that stands for. And it reads, "He got up, rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm." You know, that's a little better. Quiet. Be still. But, you know, in my humble opinion, it just doesn't truly capture the gravitas of this pivotal moment in his ministry. Because what I'm aiming for today is for us to be able to do just that, to grab hold of the power of his peace in our lives and the lives of those we love and those we're ministering to. Amen? Amen. So, you know, for our life application, you always want to take the scripture and apply it. Apply it so that it can change, so that it can work, so that it can transform. So for that application, life application, let's look at how powerful that peace truly is. and how we can learn to unleash that in our lives and use it to help calm us in the midst of our trials, but more importantly, to help transform the lives of others, just like Jesus did. So please, if you would, holder of the clicker, change that slide, if you would, and you will see a picture of the armor of God. Because, you know, right up front, I got to give glory to the Lord for this next revelation that I never saw. I never saw this before, and I'm thrilled to share it with you. You know, we tend to think about the peace of God, all warm and fuzzy. But in the Bible, it is an essential part of the armor of God. Nothing warm and fuzzy about armor. In fact, now we'd have to go to the book of Ephesians, New Testament, letter from Paul the Apostle to the people in Ephesus, the city, which is why they're called Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. It's the finishing touch on the armor of God. There are many elements to it, starting from the head and at the feet. He ends. Going back to the KJV again. Ephesians 6:15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So, you know, what does that mean? Shod. Not a word we use today so much. Well, if you've ever been around horses, I grew up around ponies. The ponies did not have horseshoes. But when you have, you know, larger horses, working horses, racing horses, so forth, you put shoes on their feet. They're shod. Heavy metal shoes. Nailed at the bottom of your hooves. Now, in the spiritual sense, I believe that that has an even greater significance. Now, think about this. When the battle gets fierce, what do your feet do? Do they go running? Do you run to your fam? Do you run to your friends? Do you run to your imaginary friends on Facebook? I confess I do that sometimes, more often than I should. Do you run to your pastor? Now, none of these things are bad in and of themselves. They're not bad, they're not wrong. But good people, sometimes you gotta stand firm and abide in that perfect peace. It's the peace that passeth all understanding, that is specifically designed to guard your hearts and to guard your minds. That is in the book of Philippians 4:7. Again, the KJV. It's intended to protect. Oh, precious peeps, let me share my personal peace epiphany to encourage and embolden you in our takeaway for today. And I have to tell you, I had a different personal testimony, one that I believe I'd actually shared before, but the Lord gave me a fresh new one yesterday. I don't know if any of you are aware, if Pastor has told you, we are having some major, major plumbing issues. Don't want to get in a lot of detail, but basically, we're having to replace all the pipes in our plumbing system. Yep, all of them. Yep. And, you know, we're cool with that. We're adapting to the things we're having to do. And, wow, just date night yesterday. Fixing to have date night, right? And there's one toilet in the whole world I can use in my bathroom. And the floor was flooded. And we wigged out. What's going on? And then, you know, we put down some absorbent material, got that taken care of. And then I said, "Beloved, here we are. I'm getting ready to do a Bible study on peace be still. And I am wigging out. This is not good. We need to stop. We need to pray." And we did just that. Because there's power in that, peeps. There's power. And that's the thing that I want us to be aware of and think of. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, if you didn't already do it, please hold her of the clicker. There should be one last thing that I put in there. There is going to be a time when you got nothing. Nothing that you think you need. But I pray you discover you have everything you truly need. There is going to be a time when you got nothing that you think you need. But I pray you discover that you have everything that you truly need. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you again for this wonderful protection that you've given us in the form of your perfect peace. The enemy has so very few tactics to discourage us. Discouragement, distraction, temptation, that's it. And the peace of God, the peace, your peace that passeth all understanding, will guard us from that. Guard our hearts, guard our minds. And we need to embrace that in times when nobody else around. There's going to be nobody else around. But you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are right there by our side. Let us reach out. Grab hold of that peace, that very, very powerful peace, for your glory. And we pray these things in the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our awesome Savior. Amen.